AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Sources tell the AP the FBI has made an arrest in New York in connection with an explosion at a fertility clinic in Palm Springs, California. The arrest was made last night at Kennedy Airport. The FBI identified Guy Bartkus as the suspect and said he was believed to have died in the explosion. A body was found near a burned vehicle outside the clinic. Officials say at the time that they were investigating whether Bartkus had any help. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office says President Trump's big bill, making its way through Congress, will cut taxes by $3.7 trillion, but also increase deficits by $2.4 trillion over the next decade. The CBO also said the package would reduce federal outlays or spending by $1.3 trillion over that period. The White House and Republican leaders have been criticizing the Budget Office in a preemptive campaign designed to sow doubt in the findings. House Speaker Mike Johnson spoke Sunday.
This is very easy to explain. The CBO sometimes gets projections correct, but they're always off every single time when they project economic growth.
The CBO also projects 10.9 million more people will be uninsured in 2034 due to health care changes. The president has hiked nearly all of his tariffs on steel and aluminum imports by a punishing 50%. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte is crediting the U.S. with getting Ukraine and Russia together to talk about a ceasefire.
We really have to commend is the fact that President Trump broke the deadlock. Because still January this year, there were no direct conversations ongoing between the U.S. and Russia. And I think it was important that Trump did this. Of course, this is not easy. We have to make sure that we bring Ukraine to a lasting and durable peace.
Satellite photos analyzed by the AP show 7 destroyed bombers on the tarmac at a Russian air base in Siberia, one of the targets Ukraine said it struck with drones. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Wall Street's big rally is slowing down following some discouraging updates on the economy. The S&P 500 edged up 0.3% in the first hour of trading Wednesday. The index had rallied back to within 3% of its record high a day earlier. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 89 points. It's about 0.2%. The NASDAQ Composite was up 0.3%. Treasury yields moved lower in the bond market after a survey showed that U.S. services industries contracted last month. Another report said employers outside of the government hired far fewer workers last month than expected. The yield on the 10-year Treasury fell to 4.39%. Seth Sutel, New York.
More than 20,000 people have been evacuated from homes in city center in Cologne, Germany. Specialists are preparing to defuse three unexploded U.S. bombs from World War II that were unearthed earlier this week. 58 hotels, 9 schools, and a train station are also in that area. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.